Zobrokoto shikata baha, likata baha. Today is Friday, rekete kata, our day of enforcement prayer. Open your mouth and appreciate your God. Likata baraskata baha, likata baraskete kata. The source of all my joy, I praise you. My strength, my victory, I praise you. The one that maketh a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way. You make me to walk on dry ground, not swallowed by the waters of life. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. You have brought me out of the miry clay. My head, Lord, have you caused to be anointed with oil. I overflow daily because I am connected to the living one. I thank you, Jesus. You have daily loaded me with benefit. I thank you because there's a benefit in my today. I rejoice and I'm glad in this day you have made. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. You fill me, Lord, with laughter. You fill me, Lord, with laughter. You have surrounded me, Lord, just as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem. You have been my shield, my buckler, the fire that consumes every evil. I give you praise, Lord. Let the living praise the Lord. Right where you are, bless his holy name. He's the eternal rock of ages. He is past fault finding. You can find fault with him. I drop and lay my crowns at your feet. I remove every burden down at your feet. I hide in you. I bask in your glory. I rest in your loving embrace and your wonderful heart. I know, Lord, I cannot be devoured. I cannot be eaten. For removing the obstacles on my way, I say thank you. For arresting my enemies, I say thank you. For stilling the storms of life, I say thank you. You navigated me through dangerous paths, I say thank you. You are my God. You are my joy. Boldly I come again to your presence. I obtain mercy. I obtain grace. I obtain strength from you. I draw from your abundance. I drink from your abundance. All I can ever need or desire is found in you. I come and I take of it. You need grace, take it today. Health and vitality to your body, receive it. The banquet table is spread. He says, come back unto them to come. The banquet table, this buffet is spread. All you can ever need, all you can ever want, it is full of assorted blessings. I take my strength, I take my peace, I take my life, I take my joy, I take what I need. I am satisfied completely in your presence. Where can I go out of your presence? It is in the presence of the Lord. That's where I find the fullness of joy. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore. I take from it, kalikatai. There are pleasures, numerous pleasures forevermore. Likatalabakatai. I am strengthened in your presence, lakatalabai. Abarinkatalabakatai. I laugh again in your presence. I laugh again in your presence. I joy again in your presence. There is rejoicing in my camp, kalukatai, because I'm in the presence of the Lord. All things are made new, brand new for me. Labankate shilamanakataya. Reketeketekete. No disaster can strike me because I am in your presence. Ebarankatai. They come at me in one way. They flee in several directions because I am in the presence of the Lord. No wickedness can befall me. No plague can come to my dwelling. No sickness, Lord Jesus, because I'm in your presence. The shelter of the Most High God, I hide, kalabakatai, under the wings of your protection. Libankatalabalai. Thank you for nourishing me. Thank you for energizing me. Thank you for filling my vessel. Libambakatayada. You fill my vessel. Baraskatalabandakataya. I am not not empty. The Lord fill your vessel as you are in his presence. Let the Lord quench your thirst as you are in his presence. Let the Lord satisfy you early as you are in his presence. Let the Lord make room for you as you are in his presence. Let the Lord feed you to overflow as you are in his presence. Let there be a press down, a shaking together, and a running over as you are in his presence. Let the Lord wipe your tears away as you are in his presence. Let deaf ears open. Let the weak say, I am stronger as you are in his presence. Let there become now a divine exchange as you are in his presence. Let there be a divine exchange as you are in his presence. Let your burdens be lifted and yokes be destroyed. Let the Lord give you back beauty for ashes as you are in his presence. Let him cover you. Let him keep you warm. Let him keep you safe. Let him protect you as you are in his presence. Librokoto shikataya, libankataya daba, reketeketekete, zina manakataya, librokoto shikatai, regedebegedebegedebeha, librokoto shikataya daba, labrankata zikataya ba, elebrenketeya daba, rebegedebegedebegedebegedebegedebeha, rambankato shikataya, lakata kata ekete, ambalila kotopa raskatai, I am in the presence of the Lord. I take my fullness. I am in the presence of the Lord. I am made whole. I'm made well. Sickness and disease flee from the presence of the Lord. I hide in the presence of the Lord. I come into the presence of the Lord. The enemies can't chase me. They can't catch me in the presence of the Lord. I am more than a conqueror because I am in the presence of the Lord. The Lord satisfy me. My portion is gladness because I am in the presence of the Lord. There is success all around me because I'm in the presence of the Lord. Where can I go outside of your presence? Where can I go outside of your presence? Detain me, O Lord, in your presence. Keep me, Lord, in your presence. Address my matter in your presence. Transform me, Lord, in your presence. Fix me, Lord, in your presence. Awake me, Lord. Every sleeping giant, every sleeping woman, every sleeping business, be awakened in the presence of the Lord. It is a safety net, a sure safety net. The Lord make you brand new as you are now in his presence. As you have come with expectation in your heart, may you not be disappointed. Begin to say, Father, as I'm in your presence today, let my way be clear. Let my road be clear. Remove obstacles from my way. Remove the jackals and the lions from my way. Remove the adders and the serpent and scorpion from my way. As I'm in your presence, oh Lord, let me not fall. Let me not sleep. Let me not be buried. No pit will swallow me. What are you expecting from the presence of the Lord? I come, Lord, so you can strengthen me. I come so you can hide me. You can dress me up with glory and garment of peace. You can surround me with abundance. I've come into your presence where I can find peace for my soul. Where you can dry and wipe my tears away. Where you can change the record against my life. I've come into your presence, my Father, my God. The medical report is not favorable, but I know in your presence my life can be made whole. What have you come for? With all of your heart, cry out to the God who is more than able to save you. He will save you down to the uttermost. My Father,
give my life meaning. As I'm in your presence, let there be purpose. As I'm in your presence, let there be joy. In kabarakataya. As I'm in your presence, oh Lord, show me kindness. As I'm in your presence, remember my family. As I'm in your presence, remember your promise. Remember your covenant over me and my household, over me and my children, over me and my marriage. My Father, my God, rescue me. Akalada bakatai. As I'm in your presence, today is our enforcement prayer. There are words spoken over you, words spoken over your marriage, words spoken over your family, over your business. You must say in the name of Jesus, they come to pass as I'm in the presence of the Lord. No power will stop it. No devil will keep me under. No devil will bury my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, my destiny will not be captured. Every ambushment by Satan and his cohorts will not triumph. My life will not be wasted on the altar of darkness. As I'm in the presence of the Lord, I recover quick. I recover now. I recover quick. I recover now. No brando sulaka tayata Oh my God, change my name as I'm in your presence. Change my garment. Let blind eyes be open. Let my hair grow again. My glory return as I'm in your presence. Jesus, Masula Taya Tabaha, Ezia, Reketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketeketekete I will not perish. I will not die prematurely because I'm in the presence of the Lord. The Lord will rescue my name out of covers of darkness. The Lord will rescue my destiny out of the burial ground. I bounce back bigger and better as I'm in the presence of the Lord. I bounce back bigger and better as I'm in the presence of the Lord. I bounce back bigger and better as I'm in the presence of the Lord. Father, fight my enemies to a standstill as I've run into the presence. Make my oil to flow again as I'm in the presence. Let favor find and locate me. Let favor rest on me. Let my joy overflow as I'm in the presence of the Lord, my Father, my God. I bring my family, my children, my marriage, my business, my ministry down at your feet in your presence, my Father. Rescue me, rescue me, Zaprokoto, Zaprokoto, Shila Manata, Azabrakateza, Lagadagadagada, Labandesikatayata, Ikabo Zalabara, Reketeketekete. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Go find out.
Thank you, Father.
Prayer. No, ask the person.
Annie, your volume is horrible today. Can you please mute yourself? You are distracting the entire of us. Thank you. Today we are going to be praying on recovery. God is speaking to us at this time and is talking about the restoration of our souls. Recovery, restoration, returning to the former and a better position or a better state. This is what God wants to see happen in your life. He has been speaking to us and saying to us, I am doing a new thing. Can you not see it? Can you not perceive it? Forget the former. I am doing a new thing. Today, we are going to be crying out to the God of restoration, the God of recovery, the God that returns men back to former and a better level. That is what we'll be praying. Whatever has
has healed and has captured your glory, your fire, your joy. Hey, my God. Whatever has healed and captured your star, making you to struggle, making you to come small. You are not having any form of visibility. It is not the design, neither is it the will of God for you. You have every right. You have every right to enforce and decree and demand. Let there be recovery. Let there be restoration. Let it return back. If you keep silent, it will be buried and lost forever. If you keep mute, your enemies will plunder you again and again and turn you into a slave. God forbid it. As long as you are alive and you are here now, whether the conditions around you look favorable or not, as long as you have breath in your nostril, you can demand and cry out for recovery. He says there is hope for a tree. Oh my God. If it be cut down at the scent of water, it will blossom and it will bloom again. There is hope for you as long as you have life. Breath in your nostrils, you can cry out and demand. For what is rightfully yours? Job chapter 14 verse 7. He says, for there is hope for a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. This is not your end. So you can demand recovery. You can demand restoration. There is hope. Ah! I love the Bible. It makes us to know that everything is possible with our God. All things are possible. Even though you have been cut down, even though you have been imprisoned, even though it has been 10, 15, 3, 4 years, whatever the timeline has been, where you have not enjoyed peace, you have not seen abundance, whatever the circumstance of your life is, this is not your end. He says, from right the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffer violence. But the violent take it, not by dancing, not by crying, not by being miserable, but they take it by force. I say it is our enforcement day where we enforce that what is due us must return. Today you are going to arise in the name of the Lord. I don't know what the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the locust, the devourers have taken from you. What they have taken, the caterpillars, whatever has been taken, you can get it back in the name of Jesus. I don't care how long it has been. I don't care how bad the situation has been. But in the name of Jesus, you will recover. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will recover. Now open your mouth and begin to cry out to the God who restores. Say, oh Lord, restore me back to glory. Oh Lord, restore my family again. Restore my finances. Restore my joy. I come back to the God. I cry out to the God who restores. Bakatai, Ibalandele Bregede Begede, Rabandekete Zikatai, oh Lord, restore me, La Bamba Baba Babai, Abarekete, my hair have been shaved by my enemy, Likata Baraskata Bakatai, they have plundered me and buried my destiny, but Lord, I know who I'm calling upon, the God who turns things around, my Father, restore, Likapalakatai, the pestilence. And all caterpillars and locusts, they have devoured my harvest. My money flew like a bird out of my hand. Jesus, restore my joy. I have been bound with sorrow. You can restore my father. Cry out to God. Restore me. Restore my dignity. Restore my honor. Oh Lord. Let this not be my end. Cause me to bounce back again.
Cause me to bounce up again. Cause me to run again. Cause me to take a flight in destiny. My Father, my God, jack me up from the sand. Jack me up from the mud. Drink me katuna katayada. Jack me up from the pit. La balaga da balaya. Rebegede begede begede. La brancoto shikatai. What the caterpillar has eaten, my Father, my God. Rebegede begede begede. Raskiti kiti katalabai. Oh, magaliga daya. The spoils you gathered, they scattered it. Le katalakadai. The harvest you gathered, they scattered it. Rakatabakataya. But God, your Father, can cause you to be restored. Limanakata. Enebregede begede. Rabakata. There is hope for a tree. Rambanakata. There is hope for you. Lebrakatayada. There is hope for your family. There is hope for your marriage. There is hope for your children. There is hope for your business. There is hope for your ministry. Though it been cut down, it can sprout and it is sprouting now. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I stand on your word. In Job chapter 14, verse 7, that there is hope for a tree. Even if it has been cut down, it will sprout again. Lord, make me sprout again. Make me bounce back again. Let me recover again. Restore me again. La bagadabai. I have been cut down. La katabakata bakatai. I have been wounded. Rambankatakatai. I have been oppressed. Rabande katalabai. I have been thrown out. Rabankatalakatai. I have been eaten from hand to mouth like a beggar. Ekabarakatayadai. I am a prince who's meant to be riding on horses, but I've been walking on foot. My Father, restore me again. Ebelangatayadai. Restore me again. Labakatayadai. Eberankatoshila banakataya. Ibebekatabalakatai. Rabandekete. Ikabaladakatayadakai. Do your roots kalikatayadai. Limbankata lekete. Through the roots, therefore, wax old in the earth. And the stock deck is dying in the ground. The Bible is saying at the scent of water, how bent it has been, how bad it has been, you will bounce back. I want to read it very clearly to you. Verse 8 says, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, oh, though it has been years, hopeless, everybody making progress but you. It says, though your root has waxed old, everything, you are old, you don't even know where to begin. Though you wax old in the earth and your stock thereof die in the ground, he says, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth bowls of fruits. It will bud and bring forth fruit again in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, you will shoot up from the dying. You will shoot up from your burial. You will shoot up for where you have been abandoned. You will shoot up and spring forth and begin to bear golden fruits. You will begin to bring forth good fruit in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say unto the Lord, I break out now. I bust out now. I come out again in the name of Jesus. My light shines. My light burst out. I branch out again. At the scent of water, I bud again. I bring out my branches and I bear young fruits and golden fruits in the name of Jesus. I have been old. It has been tough. My stock has died in the ground. My business has crumbled without recognition. Lim bam 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 kata nikatai. My root has waxed and gone old. It does not look like there be any sign of life. But the Bible is saying to you, akalikata labakatai. At the scent of water, you will bob. Do you know what we're talking about? A firewood ready to be put in fire can still bob. At the scent of water, as long as you are still in the earth, as long as you are still on the soil, did you hear that? It says, though your root wax old in the earth, as long as you are still on planet earth, and you still have breath in your nostrils, hear me very much and hear me very clear.
The Bible says that at the scent of water, even a dying tree that is still in the earth, oh my God, you will bud and bear fruit again. In the name of Jesus, this is not your end. This cannot be your end. I want you to open your eyes. Let your spiritual eyes be open. Let your imaginative thinking begin to see wonders. A tree that is dying, everybody can see it's not bearing fruit. That stems, the branches are so shrinked, it's so aged. There is no hope for a new life. It looks gone, worn out, good for nothing but to be used as firewood. The Bible is saying as long as that tree is still in the earth, hallelujah, you are still in the ground, you are still with the soil. As long as you still have breath in your nostril, there is hope for you. Glory, hallelujah. What an encouragement. What a reassurance. Open your mouth and decree and declare, as long as I'm not dead, Lord, I bounce back. As long as I still have breath in my nostrils, I break out. Of this dry ground, I begin to bear fruit again. From this dry ground, I bring out fruit again. No curse, no enchantment, no divination can stop me. I decree and I declare, now is my restoration. I am restored. I am revived. I am restored. I am revived. I am restored. I am revived. I recover. I am reestablished. Akalika nokoto. Abalanda gadabai. Reketeketekete. Labrankata ladaya. Let the water of the Lord flow. Ika barakata yadabai. Let the water of the word flow. Lebegedakatai. Let the water that can cause dead things to come back to life flow. Now into my marriage. Now into my health. Now into my business. Lagadabalai. Let the water that brings dead things back to life flow. Lord, let there be the rain, abundance of rain on me. Cause it will rain on me. The former and the latter rain fall on me. Rakata bakatai, so I can come out again. I can run again, Jesus. Labangadayatabai, I can soar again on Eagle Street. Rakata katai, please pray where you are. Rakata bakatai, elebrekete uzalina kataya. This is not my end. Abakata bakatai, I break out of dry ground. Hey! Abakata bakatai, I break out of nothing. Lekete kete, nothing is in your hand, but you can break out. I break out of nothing. I break out of dry ground. I break out of a solid ground. I bust out ikabolakatai by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ibarakatayata. People are breaking out supernaturally from drugs. Ikitikaya. Do you know what we're talking about? God is telling you that I can cause your life to come out to become a megastar. I can make you become a champion again. I can make you to become a wonder. I will showcase my glory through you. He is the God that makes water to gush out from a rock. The impossible God who makes things that are seemingly impossible become possible. He is saying to you, even if the ground is dry, at the scent of water, he's the controller of water. He is the source of water. He is the source of life. He is the source of wealth. He will make it that you bust out from a dry ground. I don't care how dry the business is. I don't care how dry your hands and bank accounts are. I don't care to know those details, no. What I care to know is the God that is speaking and saying, at the scent of water, you will bust and bust back again. You will burn again. You will come out again. Now recover at the scent of water. Let the word of God begin to cause things to be manifested in your life. Let the word of God make things happen now. Let the word of God cause things to make it happen now. Let the word of God go into action. Rakata balakatai, rakata labrakatai, reketeketekete, labrakate ziato, omanakataya nakatai, ele kalabakatai, labrakato zilakataya, elebegadebegadebegadebe. My business bounce back again. It breaks open again. I don't need anything, but I need the word of God to set me up on my feet. And the word for my change has come. The word of my rising has come. The spoken word I need. The written word I need. The word of life has come. Now, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Let every curse be broken. Let every enchantment and divination fail and crumble. Let every life that has been caged and imprisoned come out and be free in the name of Jesus. Let crippled business become strong now in the name of Jesus. Dry bank accounts receive money. Your visibility has come. Every garment over you be torn apart, be scattered now. You are no longer buried. You are no longer covered. No power can keep you buried. At the word of the Lord, I decree and I say, let every grave open. Let every pot break now. In the name of Jesus, come out from the prison. Come out from darkness. Come out of poverty. Come out of pain. Come out of shame. Every disgrace flee. In the name of Jesus, leaking pockets be mended. In the name of Jesus, dry businesses receive life now. In the name of Jesus, at the scent of water, board again, bear fruit again. At the scent of water, recover. At the scent of water, recover. At the scent of water, recover. I decree recovery. I decree restoration. I decree revival into you and your spirit, into you and your household, into you and your business. Now be reestablished. You were taken out of your position, but now be reestablished. You were taken out of joint. Now be connected back. The water of life is flowing. I see people becoming refreshed again. Dry plants becoming fresh again. Trees that have never brought fruits begin to bear fruit. Not small fruits. A hundredfold much more. The Lord make you 10 times better. 10 times better than the past. The glory of the past cannot be compared to the latter. The former cannot be compared to the latter. Let your new break out now in the name of Jesus. Let your honor break out now. 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 Regede begede 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 ibela rokoto bokoto bokoto emena kayata lebrando sila lazila zigada gada eh kayada dada dai robodo bodo bokoto 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 rebegede begede 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 be azinka tika tika ti ala banda gadai lebrando sikata now come out rabando sula tiata. Now bust out Rabanda Katakatai. Eh Baranda Kate Manaria no do 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 Libranda Dayadaba Lebrende Gedegedeha Ishada Baladaba. In Jesus' name we are praying. Roots chapter 4, verse 13. He says, so Boaz took roots. Roots chapter 4, verse 13. He says, so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went into her, and the Lord gave her the conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord, hallelujah, who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life. Somebody's not hearing me. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, he giving birth to him. The Bible is saying to us that God is going to make news out of your name. A kinsman redeemer, a restorer, something of honor, something of loud news, something of celebration will burst out of you. It will come out from within you. The belly of roots, the stomach of roots brought forth a seed. It was not over and done for the lineage of Naomi. My God, my God, my God. If anybody is saying your case is closed and buried, it is a lie. The one who is a divine restorer, the redeemer of the lost, the restorer of the lost, he has a backup plan. I tell you the truth. The one you least expect, Akabalanda Katai, men wrote you off. They say your case is finished. Bible is saying God showed them miracle and he made a case that was close to bring forth a kinsman redeemer. He said, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer. Your God will show you that he has not left you this day without a redeemer. In the name of Jesus. He says, may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life. May the Lord show you. May the Lord give you a restorer of life. In the name of Jesus. That will nourish you in your old age. That will nourish you in 2025. Let them become now one to you, a restorer of life, a gift, a balanda katai, a comeback, a money, a contract, a business, one big breakthrough, la bankata la dakatai, just one breakthrough, la brankata la katai, that will restore you back to life. Oh my God, a balankatai, that will nourish you even in old age. Just one big breakthrough, a barankata katai, that is worth more than seven sons. Oh my God. It is worth more than 7 years of your joy that you had before. It is worth more than 7 years of before, now so I be. One big breakthrough that will change the narrative of the past. Just one child was a blessing that was worth seven sons. Hallelujah. Oh God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord is speaking to me and I want to announce it to whoever cares to hear and receive it. The Lord will give you one big outstanding breakthrough that will be worth 7 years of what you have ever gathered. It will be worth 20 years of what your hands have ever handled. That money that makes you cry, that business that makes you cry, that you thought was something, what is coming to you by the power of the Holy Ghost, the kinsman redeemer, the restorer of life, says I will give you something that will be worth more than seven souls. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Let your belly conceive and bring forth. Let your hands conceive and bring forth. Let your mind conceive and bring forth. The Bible says the root conceived and brought forth this child that was worth seven more sons. Her belly conceived it. May you conceive the idea. May you conceive the job. May you be qualified for this. Father, I pray for you as I pray for myself. The Holy Ghost is moving now. May my belly bless that gift. Let my belly better that blessing. Let my hands bring forth such glory that is worth more than 7 years of labor. That is worth more than 7 years of glory I have ever seen. Let this new blessing, let this new gift, let it be much more. Let it come much more. Let it be a glory. Let it be a joy. He says that, oh my God, oh glory. He says, he shall restore to you life. And this person, this blessing that is come will be a nourisher for you at old age. Say, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has given birth to you, my God. Has given birth to him. This one carries much more. She has brought forth a seed. She has given me the joy that has come to quench my years of pain. May the Lord give to you the blessing that is worth more than seven sons. In the name of Jesus. Oh, open your mouth and begin to say, Father, I receive this new. It is a new thing that is coming. It is worth more than seven sons. It is worth more than seven sons. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Karaskata lamanyakai. Deuteronomy chapter 30 from verse 3 to 5. Lebranda kata labakatai. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Rabanda kato. Ebaranda da 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 da. Rositi na 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 na. Hear the word of the Lord. Rambande kata. E kato zakatai. He says, then the Lord your God will restore your fortune and have mercy on you. And he will gather you again from all the peoples where your Lord has scattered you. If you are outcasts
at in the uttermost part of the heaven. From there, the Lord your God will gather you. And from there, he will take you. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land that your fathers possessed, that you may possess it. And he will make you, oh yes, he will make you more prosperous and numerous than your father. Somebody is going to be greater than his father. You are going to be greater than your mother. You are going to be greater than the ancestors and your past. Did you hear me? The Lord is the restorer. It is much far better that the Lord restores a man than anybody else. When God, the good restorer, comes to restore, you will know. He will restore to you fortunes. He will restore to you honor. He will restore to you dignity. He will restore to you strength. You say you are tired, he can restore you back strength. He will restore to you speed. I don't care who has gone ahead of you, but when the restorer comes, you will overtake. The overtaker's grace come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, the acceleration grace comes upon you now. You are not lacking anything behind. Let the God of restoration visit you now and restore you. In Jesus' name. He says, from where you have been scattered. I don't know where they scattered you in pieces. Where they scattered your glory, scattered your destiny, say you will never gather it. God is the God that has the seven eyes that can see. He knows every corner where you have been buried. Oh, Jesus. If they buried and enchanted your destiny in the waters, he can bring it out. He said he will gather you from the peoples wherever they scattered you. Evil, they will enchant and throw the water. How do you gather water that has been spilled out from a calabash? How do you gather someone who they have spoken into the air? But God, is able to gather you from wherever they have scattered you. Open your mouth and say, Father, gather me from where my enemies have scattered me. Gather me from where life has scattered me. Gather me again. Oh my God. Oh Jesus, Jesus. I see someone. Abarambele kayondo sula maniata. Rebenenia to zula katia tabai. Wherever they gathered you. My God, my God, my God. Raskatia dai. They shaved your hair and they blew it in the air. They blew it into the air. Your hair has been scattered everywhere. But the Lord who knows the number of hairs on our head. He says he knows the number of hair on your head. Let the Lord gather your hair from wherever it has been scattered. Let the Lord gather your glory from wherever it has been scattered. Every part of you come back together. Every piece of you come back together. Let your mind come back together. Let your heart come back together. Let your strength come back together. Let your children come back together. Let your glory come back together. Ibalando sulabai and rebendegedegede nimbrankata ladaya. It was not your fault, but the Lord is able to restore you. You still lost it. It was not your fault. They took it away. But God is able to restore and revive you. Let the Lord gather you back together. There was somebody here. You had an affair with somebody. And that person took something from you so valuable. I see by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord is gathering what was stolen from you in the realm of the spirit by that evil ex. The Lord gather it back again. Your glory is restored. Your shine is restored. You will not walk around naked. You will not run around exposed. Now you are covered. Now you are preserved. Now you are protected. Now you are together. You have been doing life. You are not seeing yourself in the realm of the spirit. But you have been doing life, doing ministry so exposed, doing business so exposed. No glory, no cover, no grace, nothing. Because the enemies have come to plunder you. But by the power in the name of Jesus, I speak to you. Everyone who is exposed, have little or nothing covering you. It has made you a prey to the enemy. Oh my God. Losing valuables, losing honor, losing dignity, losing strength because you are exposed. Now let the Lord gather you and cover you again. Let the Lord cover you. Baranda kataya. I call forth your blessing in the waters to restore back to you. Let your jewelries, lambariskatai, that is your glory, let it come back to you. Your gold, your silver, your ornaments, your crown, let it be worn back to you. Lambandaya, let your robe of authority be worn back to you. Legede begede zuta itala onda andika ande izata. Whoever and whatever they took from you now, let it be restored. Your fire, let it be restored. Your strength abandaya, your sweetness abanda, your flavor amba indaya ikagagaga. Your graces be restored now in the name of Jesus. He says, even if you have been an outcast, I don't know if you have been an outcast, wherever they casted you to the desert of life, Ambaha, to the wilderness of life, you are just walking, nobody is seeing you. Rambandankata, you are laboring, you are not seen. Randalandaya, you are in the wilderness of life, Ambaha. The Lord gather you. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Sambrandaya. The Lord gather you from the uttermost parts where you have been thrown. The Lord gather you now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Rabadabadabadabadaba. Lebrekete kataya. He says, and the Lord your God will bring you into the land that your fathers possessed. Every entitlement due to anybody, any inheritance due to anybody, rakatomia kotunia katiantakai, where you were chased out of, by the power and the authority, ikalakatai, bestowed on me by God, I decree and I declare, it comes back into your hands, in the name of Jesus, it comes back into your care, ikabaladaya, let your position be restored. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, I take back what is yours. The Lord give you back your possession. He says, and he will make you, hear me. This is for someone. And he will make you more prosperous and numerous than your father. Did you hear me? The glory of your father cannot outshine your glory. You will not be a shadow of who your father is. I decree and I declare over you now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I speak into your life and your destiny. You are no longer captured, no longer in prison, no longer stopped, no longer a prince on the foot. I overturn, and I say it comes to whose right it is. Take it, it is your right. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lebaranda katos. Inkapa anti-siklian. Reketeketeketekete. The Lord restore your good name in the name of Jesus. The Lord restore your fortunes in the name of Jesus. The Lord restore your position in the name of Jesus. The Lord restore your possession in the name of Jesus. Let inheritances be restored. Let fire be restored. Let passion be restored. Let faith be restored. Let the anointing be restored. The Lord restore your joy. The Lord restore your salvation. Let your spirit be revived now. No more sad. Joy overflow, peace overflow, abundance overflow. You are no longer an outcast. You are no longer a wanderer. I say no more. Every curse be broken. You are no longer a wanderer. I announce the obituary of your enemies. Your robe is restored. Your robe of beautiful bright colors, it is restored. Your crown is restored. You recover all. You recover all. You recover all. You recover all. I say you recover all. You do not exit with empty hand. You will plunder the Egyptians. You will plunder Pharaoh. You will plunder the tax masters. You will plunder the wicked. They will release the silver and gold. They will release their precious to you, because it is now your turn and time. You will board. You will never be cut off. No man will trample on you.
Jesus. As light is to the animal, so is it to you now, that men are flocking to you, that kings are flocking to you, that people are coming to you. Igalabarandaya robokoto bokoto bokoto ilebrenkete katai labrankataya. Let every weak hand become strength. Ligalukatalabai. Let every weak hand become strengthened in the name of Jesus. Every feeble knee become strengthened in the name of Jesus. Rabanda katai robondokoto rekete kete alabalabagadabai. In Jesus' name, we're about to round off. Isaiah 35. We're about to round off. Verse 3. He says, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are anxious in heart, be strong, fear not. I am speaking to somebody today. Fear not. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come and avenge. Your God will come to recompense. He will come and he will save you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Your God will come to recompense. Your God will come and save you. I'm saying it one more time. Please listen. Strengthen ye weak hands. Strengthen those with feeble knees. Strengthen the weak hands. I'm here to strengthen someone who has lost hope. I'm here to speak to somebody who has been slow. I'm here to speak to somebody who feels he's under some form of bondage. Isaiah 35 says, strengthen the weak hands. Make firm the feeble knees. I say to those who are anxious, who are fearful, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God has come with vengeance. He has come to recompense. He has come to save you. In the name of Jesus. Labrandosi katalabahai. Your hands are no longer weak in the name of Jesus. Your feet, your knees are no longer weak. They are no longer feeble. You can do much more. You can climb up higher. You can go further. You can start that business. I strengthen your weak knees and your feeble hands. In the name of Jesus, you can venture out. You can venture into new things. Remember not the former things, for now a new thing is springing forth for you, thus saith the Lord. He's changing your mindset. He's giving you hunger. Hunger is rising up. Boldness is setting into you. You are now a visible light. You are now changing. You are now shining forth. You are now equipped and ready. Step out in faith. Walk, run, soar in the name of Jesus. Remove every weight that has so beset you. Remove it from off of your shoulders because you are blessed. I decree and I declare over you now. Stretch out your hands where you are. I strengthen your weak hands in the name of Jesus. I speak to your feeble knees, they are strong. I say no more fear over you. I decree and I declare no more fear over you. You now will have the vengeance of the Lord against your enemies. You will now have recompense. You will now have restoration. You will now have revalidation. You will now have revival. You will now have reestablishment by the power in the name of Jesus. You will recover from everywhere in the name of Jesus. Your God, your Father has come to save you, and you are saved from the past. You are saved from emptiness. You are saved from brokenness. You are saved from curses. You are saved from sickness. You are saved from paralysis. In the name of Jesus. Now good things are coming your way. Rambando koto sika balai. Now good things are coming your way. Rambande katala baladai. It is your turn to be blessed. It is your turn for laughter. It is your turn for salvation. It is your turn for restoration. And it is now for you. It is coming into your household. It is coming into your life. It is coming for your business. It is coming for your children. It is coming for you. You are restored from every wicked place. You are set free from every grave. You are no longer a wanderer in the wilderness. You are no longer a wanderer in the desert. The Lord restore you and make you whole. The Lord restore you and make you whole. You recover with speed.
Jesus, from the former to a better state and position. This is what the Lord has said to do, and it is yours in the name of Jesus. God has made a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways you cannot see. He has made a way for you. He is your guide, holding closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he has made a way. He has made a way. God has made a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways you cannot see. He has made a way for you. He is your guide, holding closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he has made a way. He has made a way. Oh, God has made a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He has made a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day. He has made a way. He has made a with love and strength for each new day. He has made a way. He has made a way. Father, we thank you. We bless you for all you have done for us. You have done exceedingly, abundantly, far much more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, according to your power that works with us. Thank you, Jesus, for doing for us this. We are so grateful. We love you, Jesus. And I so can cover your life, your destiny with the blood of Jesus, your family, your going out, your coming in, your food, your water, your destiny, and all that concerns you, I bring you under the covering of the blood. Your testimony, I bring you under the covering of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil, no weapon, forged or fashioned against you will prosper. Every thorn that rises against you in judgment, right now I decree and I declare they are condemned. In the name of Jesus. Go and do exploits. Go and return back with testimony. Because it is done, you have recovered all. You are restored, you are revived and reestablished. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Glory, hallelujah! To the Lord that has done us great things. Father, we are grateful. Thank you so much for joining in today's prayer. Thank you for availing yourself to the Lord. I know God has made a way already. And I know you are returning back with testimonies. I can't wait to gather and hear your testimony. I know it to come. In the name of Jesus. Please and please, just a quick announcement. We are meant to go out for evangelism and also have our hangout. I'm proposing this to be at the last Saturday of the month, which will be on the 31st. Please, I want to see it on the platform that I am around, I'm available, I am around, I'm available for the 31st, so we know if we will proceed with our engagement. However, I would love to see us come 31st so we can have a physical meeting and worship together and enjoy sisterhood and brotherhood together in the name of Jesus. But do well to put that information on the platform so I will know. I love you all. Please do take care. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye for now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.